Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm really thrilled because today we have with us Steve Webster. Steve was born in the UK and grew up in South Africa. He now lives with his wife, Tracy, in Thousand Oaks, California. He's been many things in this life, including an entrepreneur, an adventurer, soldier, traveler, company founder, company executive, pilot, and investor. But by far the most interesting adventure was that of hypnotism and hypnotherapy in particular. He is a founder and owner of Thin Essence, the USA's first holistic hypnotherapy weight loss and wellness center based in Los Angeles. Steve, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Vicki. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about how you got involved with Thin Essence, and then from there, I want to go on and ask you some questions about your wonderful new book.
Okay. Well, hypnotherapy is an amazing tool and an amazing healing modality. One of the things it really does well with is dieting and slimming down, and there's a number of reasons for that. But based on that, we started this Holistic Hypnotherapy and Wellness Center, Thin Essence, first of all, for general healing, but also to focus on weight loss and hypnotherapy for weight loss. So what we do here is we combine hypnotherapy with a whole bunch of weight loss and stress-reducing and toxin-reducing machines. And hypnotherapy on its own would be incredibly effective for weight loss. It's the most effective thing in the world. When you combine that with the healing modality machines, the whole is more than some of the parts. The successes we've had are amazing. I mean, just take, for instance, the receptionist that we've employed, she lost 60 pounds like in 2.5 months. So that's how effective the process. And here's the great thing about hypnotherapy and weight loss is that it's permanent, because what you're doing is you're reprogramming your subconscious and you're effectively making lifestyle changes. So not only do you slim down, you now remain thin. And it doesn't look like you're depriving yourself. It doesn't feel like you're depriving yourself either.
Wow, that is really fantastic. You make it sound so much easier than, you know, most people experience. And so many of us, especially in the U.S., have issues with weight problems. So it's really, really wonderful. So tell us a little bit about how the book came about.
As a result of my experiences with Thin Essence and treating all these people for weight loss with incredible success, I realized that we can treat X people per day in the clinic. But the fact is, if we put these experiences and the program into a book, we can obviously reach a much broader audience and help a hell of a lot more people achieve their weight loss dreams.
Oh, that's so great. And that's so true, because you can reach people all over the world with this concept that has really become a proven formula. So tell us a little bit in more detail about the formula.
Right. So there's a simple acronym, if you like, of the reasons why one gets fat or overweight or obese. And that acronym is easy to remember. It's fatness, FATNESS. So the fat, the F there is food addiction or overeating. The A is alcohol or substance abuse. The T is toxins in your body. I'll run through the acronym, then I'll come back to each of these. Then N is nutrition, very important, obviously. The E is your emotions. And S and S are sleep and stress. Now, all of those issues, and you can imagine that a typical overweight person has at least one of those issues, all of those issues do not lead directly to obesity. What they do is they create another acronym, which is HIMG, which is your hormones, inflammation, your metabolism, and your gut biome. And those four elements are the main reasons why you get fat or obese. So if you can understand why you're getting obese, you can start to take action against each of these things. Like, for instance, we'll come back to the T, toxins. One of the biggest reasons why people cannot lose weight is every day you're taking in toxins from GMO food, the vaccinations in your body, the pollutants in the air, bad water, the chemicals that they put in water, the meds that you're taking, all of these things and many more, like parabens and plastics. These are effectively poisoning your body. And your liver is responsible for sorting this out. And what it says is, you know what, with all these toxins, I don't know what to do with them. And so what it does is the body shoves the toxins into fat because fat is safe. The toxins can't harm the body when it's shoved into this fat. So here I am, I try and go on this diet, and I try and lose the 10 pounds around my middle, and no matter how hard I try, I can't lose it, because the body is saying, I cannot release this fat because it would release the toxins into the body. So ordinarily, to overcome this, you would have to go on a proper detox, and especially a heavy metals detox, in order to get rid of these toxins out of your body before your body is ready to release the fat.
That's really interesting. It's such a complicated process, huh?
In a way, it is complicated, but that's why it's broken down into an acronym, because once you understand the concept, first of all, it's easy to understand. The second is you won't forget it. And the third is you can now take action, not only retroactive action to lose the weight that you've got, but you're now aware every day, and you'll be mindful when you eat certain things, when you drink certain water, you're now more mindful. And that on its own leads to automatic maintenance of your newfound lean body.
Oh, that is really fabulous. So do you have any tips for people that are just getting started and might be looking at this as, you know, something that they've never had much success with?
Right. Well, again, to come back to the formula and the acronyms, also in the book is a process called the six pillars of weight loss, wherein we describe what you've got to do and how you've got to do it, the steps you've got to take. Obviously, one of the most important things are the things that you put in your mouth. But along with these mechanical things, like what you put in your mouth, trying to reduce stress, etc., there's a very simple way that we teach you that then gives you the strength to lose the weight and to keep the weight off, and that is through self-hypnosis. The book teaches you how to do self-hypnosis. And once you've learned that self-hypnosis, weight loss becomes automatic and it becomes easy. And there's a couple of things I just want to establish as well. When you try and diet, you are doing it with your conscious mind. Your conscious mind is only 10% of your mind. Your subconscious is far more powerful. It's 90% plus of your mind. And inside your subconscious are things like your motivation and your willpower. So you can imagine, here you are dieting, and you consciously you're trying to do this, but your subconscious is constantly sabotaging your weight loss experiment because, first of all, it has a picture of you at a different weight. You have to reprogram your subconscious and get it on board with the newfound lean you. The second thing is the subconscious primary responsibility is protection of you. When you diet, it sees you as starving. The subconscious believes that you're under threat and therefore slows down your metabolism because it thinks, I don't know where my next meal is coming from. So based on those two issues, reprogram your mind with the newfound picture of you, and your subconscious is an incredible puzzle solver, and it's a reality achiever. It will achieve that newfound image of you, and that's how vision board works and how things like The Secret work. It's just repeated and repetitive images and thoughts into your subconscious, and obviously hypnotherapy and self-hypnosis helps you get to that state. And then the second aspect is teaching the mind that you're not under threat. For instance, what we're saying is don't diet. With this newfound concept, you do not have to diet. You just have to be mindful of what you're eating, how you're eating it, reduce stress, and then use self-hypnosis and reprogram your mind.
Wow, that is an amazing formula. So tell us a little bit more about how self-hypnosis works. Because
right.
I think that, you know, everyone feels that they have to have someone to conduct that for them, that process.
Right. There are three hypnotic types, okay? Two of those are easy to hypnotize, one is not. However, there are ways to hypnotize all three, and that's explained in the book. So first of all, even if you believe that you are not able to be hypnotized, there's a method in the book that explains how you are. The second thing is, yes, whilst I do recommend seeing a hypnotherapist for your weight loss, because it gives you an incredible amount of tools and power, not just for your weight loss, but actually just for everything about your life. But using the techniques in the book, you're able to do self-hypnosis easily. What it is putting you into a state of extreme relaxation. And in the brain, we have brainwave states. And when you're in a relaxed state, the brain slows down to an alpha state, sort of 7.5 to 12.5 cycles per second. When you relax even more, like let's say, for instance, that moment just before you fall asleep, you move down into theta brainwaves. And then when you're fast asleep, you move down into delta brainwaves. The more you relax and the more you slow down the brainwaves, the more the subconscious comes to the fore. Let me give you a for example. When you're asleep, you are not aware of how to breathe and how to beat your heart. Your subconscious is doing that for you. And even your dreams is your subconscious talking to you. So the more relaxed you become, the more controlled and controlling the subconscious becomes. So in hypnotherapy and in self-hypnosis, we effectively slow down your brainwave state so that you're extremely relaxed. I want to give you an example of how the subconscious is powerful in those states. Let's think of great ideas you've had, or when you go to bed at night and you think, oh, just as you're drifting off, you have an amazing idea. Or in the middle of the night, you wake up with a brilliant idea, but you forget to write it down. Or in the morning when you're in the shower, also a relaxed alpha state, you have a brilliant idea. All of this was your subconscious mind, okay? So when you're driving in a car and you've got a problem that you're chewing over and you switch off to automatic mode, you know that automatic mode where you sometimes miss the off-ramp or you can't remember getting home? You were in an alpha state and your subconscious was actually chewing around issues and problems that you have and effectively giving you solutions.
Wow, that's incredible. So you give the technique on how to do this yourself and be able to just, you know, I wanted to share something with you, Steve. This is very interesting. I used to do body work years ago, and I was working on someone who had plugged in a tape, and it was a tape that just sounded really relaxing and so forth. But I used to get really hungry after I would do the body work. And this tape was a weight loss tape to create a somewhat self-hypnotic state. And I didn't know that at the time I was doing the work. And when I finished, I had no appetite. And that was really unusual. And so it was so interesting because I wasn't even aware that that's what she was playing during the session. It was very powerful.
We do a technique here at Senescence called the virtual gastric band. So a lot of obese people go for physical surgery, where they cut away a piece of the stomach or they bypass a certain part of the stomach and intestine. And what we do is give you the virtual version of that. Under hypnosis, we convince you that your stomach is effectively the size of a tennis ball. And so you lose your appetite. It's the same effect as if you'd had the actual surgery. And obviously, it's a hell of a lot cheaper and a hell of a lot less risky. And we've had incredible success. So obviously, people can go and Google virtual gastric band. If there are obese people who don't want to do the surgery, then the VGB technique is extremely effective for them.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I mean, that can be life-saving when people don't have to do, you know, optional surgery. I had a friend who died of that years ago, and it can be dangerous. It's very invasive. So that is just really wonderful. So what other tips do you have for people that are looking to really want to lose weight and, again, haven't had much success?
You have the power, okay? Where you are now in your life is the sum of the decisions you have made. If you are not happy with where you are right now, including in terms of your weight, it's time to reach a crossroads and now make different decisions. This book allows you to make those different decisions. It empowers you. It gives you a whole bunch of more options than you ever had before. It also relaxes you in the sense that when you're overweight, when you're sick with diabetes, the world is on top of you. You feel like, how am I going to get out of this? I don't have the resources. I don't have the willpower. All of a sudden, this book gives you the willpower. It gives you the resources. So not only does it save you physically, it actually saves you mentally.
Oh, that is so fantastic. How powerful is that? And Steve, you and I have talked about this before, but for those listeners, I would love for them to know, do you offer sessions from afar or do you only do it in person? And how effective are sessions from afar in hypnotherapy?
Many hypnotherapists use Skype and other tools to do long-distance therapy. I personally don't do it because I really enjoy the one-on-one contact, and I get a sense of energy out of meeting people. And when I do hypnotherapy, I also go into trance. Okay, I just believe that it's far more effective when the person is located right in front of you. Okay, but by all means, long-distance hypnotherapy can work. So if you're in a position where you're not close to a hypnotherapist, there are a lot of people who do Skype hypnotherapy. But having said that, with the book in your hand, you're able to do self-hypnosis. You're able to treat yourself and cure yourself.
Oh, that's fabulous. So why do you think the hypnosis has such an incredible lasting effect? Because I think for a lot of people, you know, we diet and then we go off the diet and gain weight back, and it's like a yo-yo, you know, and this method really keeps the weight off. What is that all about? How does that happen?
It comes back to what I was saying about 10% consciously you are trying to diet. The 90% of your mind is not on board. So you can imagine you're attacking a concept, a project with only 10%, and the other 90% is sabotaging you because it doesn't want to stop eating. Also, maybe there's toxins in the body, in which case it can't release the fat. So you can carry on dieting all your life, and until you use your subconscious, you will be dieting all your life. And you know how painful it is. You go on a two-month diet or a three-month diet, and it is pain. That deprivation is pain, not to be able to eat the things that you want. So here's an alternative for you. Get your subconscious on board. Your subconscious will make you skinny, and you are not depriving yourself of foods that you like, and it's an automatic and deliberate and positive process. So on the one hand, you've got a painful process that's temporary and will not work, and on the other hand, you've got a permanent option which is pleasant and not only improves your weight loss, it improves all aspects of your life. To me, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it is. There's no question about the fact that it is so much more positive and so much more powerful. So, Steve, what do you hope readers will take away from all over the world from the fact that you've released this in a book? What do you hope their takeaway will be?
You know, we're in the business of helping people. So obesity, as you know, is a massive problem, and it's on the up. It's increasing. It's not coming down. And a lot of that is education and awareness. People don't understand what is making them fat. So obviously we put that in the book, and we give you an alternative to stop making you fat and to reverse the process and to keep you skinny. So I know it sounds a little bit over the top, but crying out loud, we're helping the world in this process. For the simple price of a few dollar book, you're actually helping somebody heal themselves, heal their healthy problems. That's what we're trying to do. Plus, we're trying to get out this message of these aspects of why you get fat are not known, like the toxins. And it's simple knowledge, and it's irrefutable knowledge. And it's to share that knowledge with as many people as possible, A, so they can benefit themselves, B, to raise the level of consciousness about what is making us fat.
Oh, that is so wonderful. What a fabulous gift to the world. So Thin From Within can be found on Amazon. Steve, how can people connect with you on the web if they would like to make a further connection and tap into more of your wisdom?
Right. I have a site which is stevewebsterhypno.com. It's based in Los Angeles. That would be the best route to contact me. And then there's a Facebook page as well for Steve Webster Hypno. And then the website, www.thinessence.com, will also, first of all, explain a lot about healing modalities and hypnotherapy. But for the listeners, there's a lot of free resources on that site, such as books on how to become thin and stay thin, and also a lot of audio products on how to do self-hypnosis and to lose weight.
Fabulous. Steve, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much for your time.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's G-E-T-E-I.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.